in a few days I'm supposed to sign the final paperwork, and I was just wondering if I don't make a breakthrough, and I'm still trying before then, what can I do afterwards?
Are you, when you say afterwards, you mean after she files or after the divorce is final?
Yeah, after she's already filed. After I'm supposed
after
to sign
the
after
final.
After I'm supposed to sign
the
paper.
Look, you have two choices. Sorry to be so simple-minded about the answer to this question, but you know, at that point you're divorced, and you know, you certainly could move on. You know, many people use that as a hard stop, right? At that point, I'm ready to give up. You could do that, and nobody could fault you. There are a lot of people who continue to forge forward and fight for their relationship, even after the relationship is no longer a marriage, in the hopes of still reconciling the relationship and remarrying. And as you may know, you may even know some people in your own circle of friends and family, it's not all that unusual. There are people who have a second marriage to their first spouse. Did you follow that? They remarry each other. And, you know, it happens. It happens. And it's not crazy to go for that. So you could do that. Sometimes, I know I've mentioned this, people always get very excited about this idea. Sometimes in certain situations, I actually think it's necessary for people to finalize the divorce before one spouse can really be open their heart to reconciliation. There's a specific case where that is the case. I've mentioned it before. I'm not going to get into it now because we're almost finished tonight. But anyway, whether you're dealing with that case or not, you know, you could, and it's not crazy, to continue to try to cultivate the relationship and reconnect. And if you're successful, you can choose to remarry, as many people do. I do feel a responsibility to mention that I do think there is a difference in how you might approach doing that, because at that point you're not married. There are a few differences that I think are relevant. The most significant one that I feel a responsibility to mention is that since you're not married, you know, to be physically intimate, I think would be not necessarily the best choice. You know, people that are married should have that kind of relationship with one another, and people that are not should not. You may not share that value, in which case, if you don't, fine. But I do. I have it, and so I just like to mention it.